CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, the author of Iran is More Than Persia, a conversation about the makeup of the country of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is in a region with many ethnic origins. And that complicates understanding about Iran as a bad actor, as a threat to world peace. We see Iran supplying war material to Russia. We see Iran threatening its neighborhood with the possibility of a nuclear weapon. Certainly, we see Iran always speaking poorly towards the world, especially when it's challenged in its predations. However, there is another Iran, and that is what Brenda has led me to understand is the donut. If you think of Tehran and the Islamic Republic of Iran, its extreme version of the world is in the donut hole. All around are other ethnic origins, the Azeris in the north opposite Azerbaijan. But right now, there are two moments that call into question other parts of the donut. One is Khuzestan, where the present president of Iran, who was once known as the hanging judge, has fired a number of leaders. The other is the Caspian Sea peoples, the Golans and the Mazenis. I might have that wrong. Brenda's my teacher. There was an incident there, a striking incident of a bank guard shooting and killing a member of the Council of Seniors or Elders or Experts that rules Iran, almost casually one day in the middle of a banking opening. And it was odd. The whole thing is odd, and it suggests that there's more turmoil going on than just young people in the streets. Is that true, Brenda? Is this the Khuzestan matter and the Caspian Sea peoples matter? Is this part of the disruption because the people, the ethnic origin peoples, do not accept the Islamic Republicans' aggression?
Yeah, Judd. So as you pointed out, over 50% of Iran, it's non-Persian ethnic groups. All those ethnic groups share cross-border ties with groups on Iran's borders, you know, especially the Azerbaijanis, the Ahwazi Arabs, the Kurds, the Baluch, the Turkmen. And the Islamic revolution, you know, it was really a story of real revolt of all these peoples, you know, first against the Shah and then against the Islamic Republic. And it seemed until this past year that some of these groups were really placated. Like, let's say the Turkmen really, you know, had hundreds and hundreds of people killed during the Islamic revolution. And you sort of didn't hear for you know, over 30 years, much about their political activity. The Gilanis and Mazanis were also considered somehow, you know, placated. But actually, in this recent round of anti-regime activity that started in September 2022, you're really seeing an uprising of these, especially these Caspian peoples, the northerners, the Turkmen, and including these things like this assassination of the one of the representatives of the regime, that even see not just demonstrations and not just protests, but actually, you know, sort of violent activity against symbols of the regime and members. You know, you're hearing a lot of stories of clerics that are really afraid to walk in the streets of Iran, including in Qom, you know, including the place where they're the majority and the center of their power. I think that Iran is the regime in Iran is much weaker than sort of our sort of appearance through the media. And I think it's one of the reasons actually why it's being so antagonistic and, you know, lashing out against its neighbors. For instance, we've seen, you know, really sort of a real assertion of Azerbaijani identity in Iran. The Azerbaijanis are about a third of the population. And because of this, Iran is really lashing out against Baku. Somehow they think they could have some control or influence over this. We see even, you know, an attack, basically it seems shepherded by the regime on the Azerbaijani embassy in Tehran. It killed the head of security there. The Azerbaijani embassy is closed there. You know, that's a big deal. But I think this is the behavior of a country that's in weakness. You know, we saw this with Gorbachev, too, in the year before the fall of the Soviet Union.
We have a minute, Brenda. Please continue.
Yeah, the year before the fall of the Soviet Union, Gorbachev orchestrated, you know, big military attacks on Baku, Tbilisi,
right.
Vilnius, thought somehow we could return Soviet power. It didn't work.
the ethnic origin peoples, the donut themselves, do they remain determined for regime change, or has that ebbed?
I think it's really mixed, because I think some of the peoples, like the Azerbaijanis and the Ahwazi Arabs, they're still sort of sitting and waiting this one out, because they, you know, they say, like, we don't want to replace one dictator with another dictator. They're waiting to see if it'll actually be, you know, real democracy that can, you know, that can come, that would give rights to the minorities as well. But certainly for the Kurds and the Baluch, right, you know, this is an all-out war with the Islamic Republic.
The book is Iran is More Than Persia, Ethnic Politics in Iran by Brenda Schaefer, Dr. Brenda Schaefer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy in Baku. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.